spreadsheet file with a separate tab for each of the various cases that we looked at, but that's
that's
a separate question. Just but have that file and link to the file. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Fitina, please.
Yes, I just wanted to point out that we already have these informations. It might be in the wrong place for now. So this is in Appendix 4, which the heading is Stagner Acritic. So basically it's the wrong place that I put, and it can be fixed. So it's already there, basically. I just need to make it into the correct place. So let me just go there again. Right now it looks something like this.
Okay, you made it fit. I'm impressed because I didn't think it would work. Congratulations.
Yeah, hopefully
yeah, probably
the download will still be the same.
Probably all these references should be checked properly. That's one tedious job, but it should be done.
Yep. So the information is there. I will check the indexings and everything.
Yes, please do it. Do it for the, and I will check again when you finish it. We have to do second reading of everything and checking everything, because one person always can make a mistake. That's normal for people. So Pitina, please, all these references should be checked. What we have here. All of the characters are. Oh,
we have Michael's hand.
Please, Michael, go on.
Yeah, you used to say that we have found the following set of variants, and a set of variants is an explicit expression for a variant set where all pairs are variants of each other. And this is not the case in these tables. These are just several sets, or as Bill suggested, to replace sets by pairs, then this is also solved. So I'm fine with the suggestion here.
Yeah, we agreed last time that they will not be called sets, but pairs. Actually, they are pairs. Bill, please.
Yeah, I think I caught all of the places where we had sets and replaced pairs, but if I missed one, somebody let me know and I'll try and get them all.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. So this comment is resolved, Pitina. Okay, and I will, when we finalize this report, it should be read from the beginning till the end to see if anything is still missing. But this is just the first pass through the report. And this one is the most difficult to finalize. Okay. Yeah. So I found them, and so we should... And the second one was by Dennis. I found the in script analysis found these pairs not variants. Really? I don't know. Maybe we made mistake. Just this row, Dennis, which is, yeah. Okay. Then we have to remove this. Sorry, you can close this, Pitina. Yeah, okay. First, my comment could be resolved. That's the first thing. And the second one is to be checked. And if it is not my proposal, if it is not in our table, we should remove it. I don't know. This statement should be checked and verified. Probably Dennis saw it properly. Okay.
And I have a question there.
Yeah, please go on.
Isn't this something where we made this also variance due to consistency? Because we have four pairs with Grave and Hook above. And the fifth one that we decided to make a pair two, a variant pair two, to make it consistent.
Yeah, let's hear Bill first, and after that, I think I remembered what we have done. Please, Bill, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's the way I remember it as well. Thank you.
That we put those things as a result, having an idea in mind that we should be consistent, that all glyphs with same diacritics should be included in pairs, but it is not verified in our sheets.
This is Pitinan.
Please, Pitinan, go on.
Let me just come in. Checking with the data. This is I with Graph. And I with Hook above. So it's not. And I think that the problem here is the code point is wrong. It should be small letter I and with the hook. So here, actually it's in the wrong place. So 0069. Is the normal I, not meshing. Yep.
So
from the data, this pair should not be here.
Yeah.
And what it should be is actually the small letter I, the normal I.
Yeah.
With the I with hook above.
Yeah.
So it will be in the other tables already.
And this is the error. Let's say this.
Yeah. It's the error.
I don't think so.
But Bill, if we are looking at the tables.
No, I think happened there is that is the table it belongs in, and we put it there for consistency. It's just that the code point that we're showing in the table. 0069 is not the correct code point. We do want the I with hook above or I with graph, whatever the text says. That is what we want. It's just that 0069 is not the correct code point for that name, but the name is right. It's the code point that's incorrect for this table. And then, as noted, we put it there for consistency. Thank you.
Someone can ask us why you put those two code points here, because they are not a proclaimed variant in your working materials. To say consistency, we had some discussion about consistency in the same context, I mean, with some other code points. And I remember that I have changed one of my marks to make this happen for some other code points. But everything what is in these tables should have some kind of explanation why those two code points are there. That's why we are giving our working documents that everyone could check what we have done. And just saying consistency doesn't mean anything. we might make some more inconsistent things in our judging. Sorry, that's how I think. Mats, please go on.
I think we can agree that the name of the glyph or a character and the code point don't match.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
So
that's
it correct. Should be 00EC, I think, from the table that was shown. What matches here, I mean, the glyph is the same as the name. So the code point code is incorrect. So then the question is, of course, is it correct that we added it for consistency reason or not? As I recall it, we did, but of course, I could be wrong in that way.
Hi, this is Pitinen.
Please, Pitinen, help us with this.
Yes. So I think two things. First of all, this table, I should also capture all the notes as well. So I will update that so we can see also the notes of where the decision maybe overrule the marks. And I would propose that it's also same as Dennis and Matt suggest some of the case we discussed, but we decided for consistency, some other case we don't. So let me actually go back to the recordings and I summarize all the discussion earlier that we have about these issues. And maybe we can, I can circulate on the emails as well or discuss in the next meeting. We can re-decide again, but I think I propose I will prepare the background up to now.
Thank you.
It would be better because what we remember is not something, at least I'm not sure what I can remember. So we shall postpone the discussion about this specific thing for the next time and Pitinen will prepare the background. Yes, we had some discussion, we had some decisions, but I cannot remember what it was. Okay. What else we have? So this one also could be resolved because I found the appendix. So you could resolve this. And the same thing here. What we have here, should it be? That's the question. We are now coming to the topic of cross reference. And Dennis has a question, should these findings will be merged with explanation which we have on the top? I don't know. I understood that we have some first structure the document as it is now, that we have first something about our methodology, what we shall do, and after that we are presenting results. And now my personal opinion is better to leave it as it is now. Otherwise we might make a mess, although we might not make a mess, and all numbering of titles should be done again. And I think it's too much to work. That's my reason why I will leave it as it is. But I want to see what the other people think.
This is Pitinen.
Yes, Pitinen, please go on.
I'll just show the table of content so we have better pictures. So yeah. Right now the structure of the document is methodology in 6.2 and then explain all the fit-in script, cross-script and also transitivities in 6.2. Then 6.3 is actually the data. So point 3.1 will be within script and then 3.2 will be cross script. I'm fine either way, just to give the pictures of the discussion. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Pitinen. Mats, please go on.
I don't understand Dennis's comment. Can you please explain, Dennis, why do you want to merge it?
Dennis, for the record. So I think Pidin and just explained the difference between 6.2 and 6.3 versions. If that's the case, I mean, that's fine, right? 6.2 is about methodology, so the description of the methods we use in order to identify, and 6.3 is actually the data and information. So if that's the case, I'm fine with that, and you can remove my comment there. I just thought there was a break into the flowing of the information, but that's fine as it is if the rationale is between methodology and data.
Yeah. Thank you, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this. Thank you very much. So after that, we have, generally when we are very close to the end. So we have 1 minute up to full hour. So we shall stop here. We are now to the cross script variants.
Yay!
So we shall hear each other next Thursday again. I think that the worst part is behind us. And I mean, the worst part of the report, going through the report, is behind us. And I have one, I don't know. Does Bettina has enough time for to prepare for the next Thursday, just to accept all changes which we agreed about, and to have a text which is more clear, and I hope we shall finalize this part next time, and at least we shall have one version of the report with which all of us have agreed. And that's the good thing, because this part of the job was really pretty difficult. Okay, Pitinan, it is not necessary. I know that you are preparing ICANN 66 and all this stuff, but if you can find the time, it will be good to remove all those things which has been solved. You will see. I don't know. You will see. Do you have time or not? Okay.
Yes, I plan to do so. It should be okay. Okay. And also one more thing. I also plan to share the XML based on the because we already finalized the inscript. Yeah. So I update everything, and I plan to share within this week. So tomorrow my time, and we can also take some look at the XML next time as well.
Yeah, it will be nice. Yeah, because again, we had some changes, and I have checked the repertoire, and I don't know how to check variants. It should be done by someone else, but we shall discuss it next time. Okay, I want I want to thank you now for your participation today, and I'm closing the meeting, and I want to good rest of the day, and take care, please. And hear you next time, Thursday, the same time. Okay? Bye, and be safe. Bye, everyone.
Thank
you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.